It's been an interesting week in Chiefs Kingdom. First of all, the Chiefs brought on two veteran safeties in Jimmy Wilson and Stevie Brown.
Yeah, Chiefs had good luck over the past few years bringing in those veteran safeties. 2 years ago with Kurt Coleman, he went on to the Panthers, playing great for them. And then Tyvon Branch came in on the one-year deal last year, played well, signed with the Arizona Cardinals this offseason. And both Wilson and Brown talked about the success that those guys have come in and had in this defense. Hopefully the Chiefs struck gold again with those guys coming in and be able to compete.
Wilson was with the Chargers last year. Brown took the year off after not making a team, so it should be interesting to see. Finally, BJ, Friday morning marked the local pro day. What's that all about?
Oh, it was pretty cool. You had about 20 local prospects that grew up in the area in the Kansas City metropolitan area. I think you had more scouts and assistant coaches for the Chiefs out there, but it was another opportunity for these guys to get out and evaluate some of these players. I had a chance to catch up with general manager John Dorsey afterwards. He said that there was a couple of players he thinks are going to get drafted out of this group, but he likes the way they came out and competed in a way just to kind of honor them for coming through this metropolitan area and playing well enough not only to go to college and play, but then to be on an NFL field. They had the shorts on, they had the jerseys on. Pretty cool moment for those guys, and obviously another chance for our staffs to evaluate them. I asked Dorsey if he thought any of these guys were going to be Chiefs in the future. He said, we'll have to wait and see.
BJ will have more information on that on Chiefs.com on Friday afternoon. Remember, this all leads up to the draft on April 28th to the 30th. It'll be interesting to see if any of these players land as Kansas City Chiefs. That's the latest. Stick with Chiefs.com for all your Kansas City Chiefs news.